Coach, the big news yesterday was Mike Tomlin stepping down as the Steelers head coach. What did you think about that decision? And what do you think about his next path? He's expected to take the year off, according to our very own Adam Schefter and various others. They obviously had 2 years left on this contract, so if he were to try to come back, go and get another job immediately, somebody would have to offer compensation for his services. But by all accounts, he's expected to stay away from the game for at least a year, to take a year's break before coming back. What did you think of his decision to step down? What do you think his next path should be?
Well, I think, you know what? He spent 19 years in a place, and it's that's a pretty darn good run, but I'm not surprised. And the reason I say that is I don't think people realize how good this man is. Like, you know, even in his own backyard, when they're saying fire Tom, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy is an absolute, I mean, absolute stud. And I've coached against a million guys, and this guy right here is right at the top, right up there. You know, with the Belichick, Harbaugh, like, this guy's phenomenal. Andy Reid, he's right there with him. And he's a Hall of Fame coach. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Fame coach. And so, to me, I think it's a, you know, if I'm a team, I would try to trade for him. There's two guys that came available that no way in hell should they have been available. And that's John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin. So, to me, those are the real coaches. Like, when you look at, here's a list. They may be very good coaches or whatever. Are all the guys that you're talking about Hall of Fame coaches? These guys are, and they're in their prime of their career. So I think it's going to be interesting. I think Mike T will do a great job if he goes into TV for a year or whatever. Two, he's going to be awesome at that as well. I mean, the guy is, I mean, he's got a silver tongue, you know, like he's, I mean, I would love watching his press conferences. I mean, he's phenomenal. But to me, he's going to miss the fight in the arena. I think that's what we all miss. And, with him, I would imagine he'd jump back in at some point. And like I say, if I'm a team, I don't care what the compensation, I would go get Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh.